Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you're flush and sometimes you're bust. And when you're up, it's never as good as it seems. And when you're down, you never think you're going to be up again. But life goes on. Remember that. Money isn't real, George. Doesn't matter. It only seems like it does.
All right, here we go. Sean Hakes coming at you Thursday, October 27th. Wrapping up October, looking ahead to a November to remember. Week 8 of NFL action, college football in week 9. Couple undefeateds battling out this weekend. Taking shape of that college football playoff. See who's going to be at the top when it is all said and done. All right, as always, you know how we do here. If you like calling in, 516-453-9195. We're going to talk some Big 12, Pac-12, ACC, and then head over to the NFL, give a couple free picks out. But as always, we start with the leaderboards. Now, part of the Vegas group, 10-star picks, Vegas top dog, Sean Higgs wins. And if you look at the leaderboards over at my Sean Higgs leads page, Rob Vincelani absolutely crushing the competition. I don't think anybody's going to catch him. He's over 10,000 units for the year, number one by a country mile. Jesse Shuley, 2. Jeff Hockman, 3. Matt Fargo, 4. I myself round out the top 5. Chase Diamond, Ray's Ray, Chip Trimbus, Joe D'Amico, Tony Kay, Frank Jordan, Tony George, Cajun Sports. A lot of guys all plus money for the year. What's that? 3, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13 guys, that's more than half the site, plus money for the year. That's pretty good. You want to find someone, I always mention leaderboards on my daily videos. You can find them on YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. You know, give me a little thumbs up. I always respond to comments when I get them. Somebody told me I slept. I had T-Wolves yesterday. They blow it. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that. But use those leaderboards. I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean, you got a great write-up. Hey, look at this fancy write-up for my game of the week. But you know what? If you keep losing your games of the week, you know, that doesn't help anybody. Major League Baseball-wise, Rob Vincelani, again, he's going to finish number one in Major League Baseball, plus 5,748 units. He's followed by Jim Feist, Tony Corleone, Joe D'Amico, myself, Jesse Shuley, Kyle Hunter, all up over 1,300 units. You got another 5 guys all in the plus money for the year in Major League Baseball. And you know you got that World Series going on. The Indians and the Cubs, use the leaderboards. You could do the 7-day. A cap report just finds out how an individual capper is doing across the board. See how he's been the last 7 days, 30 days. Customize it. Go back 3 years. Doesn't make a difference. You can get all the plays right there for you. College football-wise, Chase Diamond, number one in money, 64%. He's leading away by $4 over Jesse Shuley. Shuley's at 70%. Obviously, a few less plays, but still killing it. Kyle Hunter, number 3. Joe D'Amico, 4. Robin Zeleny, 5. Tony Kay, myself, Tony George, Jimmy Boyd. A few other guys all in the plus money there. NFL action. I'm number one in the money there. Got a $300 lead on Jeff Hockman. Although Hockman's at 77%. I'm at a measly 63. Jeff Hockman, 77% leads NFL football. Joe D'Amico, 3. Cajun Sports, Razor Ray, Brian Hay, Frank Jordan, Tony Stoppo, Rocket Man, Robin Zeleny, Tony Kay, Chip Trimmer, Sandy Costa, all in the positive. Hockey just getting underway. Jesse Shuley leading the way there. 91% winners from Jesse Shuley. 10-1. Tony Corleone, 2. Chase Diamond, 3. Tony Kay, Tony Stoffel, Doc, Jeff Hockman. Again, it's early. I got a little bit of a losing record, but I've got, you know, double the plays they've got that these guys got out already. And NBA just tipped off for last year. Chip Trimmis, number one in the money, over 3,000 units. Matt Fargo was number 2. Jimmy Boyd, 3. Brian Hay, 4. Frank Jordan, Jesse Shuley, Tony Stoffel, Rocket Man, Anthony Costa, Chase Diamond, Jeff Hockman, Robin Zeleny, myself. Listen, I put out 55 games last year, and I showed a profit of $45. Tony K, profit of $22. Only total of 130 games. Big difference. Chip Trimmers puts out, you know, 450 games. And he's going to make 3,000 units. Number one in the money there. All right. There's your money breakdown. For tonight, though, you're looking to get down premium side of things. I see Tony K with a best bet up in college football. No-brainer from Jimmy Boyd. He's got NBA. JX Titans tonight. Chip Trimbus is up tonight. He's ready for you. Tony Corleone is ready for Thursday night football. Chase Diamond Thursday night. Game of the year is up. Matt Fargo is up for Thursday and Friday college football plus NFL. Jim Feist is loaded through the weekend. NFC situational game of the month up. Shocker of the month of college football is up. Jeff Hockman is up. Kyle Hunter, Razor Ray, Jesse Shuley, Doc, Rocket Man. Game of the week on NFL. Freddie Wills, game of the week in Sunbelt action. Now, I can't say every game. I do my little daily videos. I try to keep them about a minute and a half. Mention a few games. I always say leaderboards, YouTube channel, subscribe, get on board newsletters. Well, trying to get you some money in your pocket. And it's going to start right now. Let's head to the Big 12. We're not playing games. We're going right to Big 12 action. Baylor, number 6 in the land, taking on Texas. 3:30 kickoff, 6-0 Baylor, 3-4 Texas. Now look at this line, 3.5. We had Texas early in the year over Notre Dame, started the year with a monster play there. They've lost to Cal, 50-43, 45-40 at Oklahoma, 24-21 K-State. Am I supposed to be impressed by them beating bad teams? Unfortunately, I think Charlie Strong is going to be out at the end of the year. That's just the way it looks like it's going to shape up. I know we keep hearing Baylor's never played anybody this year. They're sluggish. I get it. But they're 4-0 against the number here at Texas. 5-1 last 6 in the series against the spread. Averaging 44 points a game. They're going to put up their points. I like them off the bye week. I like them with revenge from last year. I can't like laying a field goal on the road when you're a top 10 team. It's not like Texas is some top 20 team. You know my theories here. I always say all the time, unranked, given a ranked. I'm taking that unranked team all the time. Little crazy line moves. Like, this is an odd line. Betting public all over Baylor. I'm going to make the square play here. As much as it's against my usual liking, I just can't overlook the fact that they're off a bye. They're going to be focused. It's only 3. It's not like this is a Baylor lane 16 on a road. You got to worry about a backdoor. I could lay 3.5 and feel confident. They got an off offense. They play games on offense. It's like they take time off. Now, we had Baylor, what was it, 2 weeks ago? I believe they were playing TCU. They were off of that, like a double bye, if I remember correctly. Maybe it was Kansas, only in 33. So they had not covered, sluggish win at Iowa State. Bye week, they came out and crushed Kansas, laying 34. 49-7 winner. Then a bye week here heading into Texas. So we knew they were going to come out focused against Kansas simply because of their lackluster effort before that, previous their bye. They came out guns blazing, looked pretty good versus Kansas, and quite frankly, they probably could have been able to put up more points there. 49-7, who's complaining when you get the money? Now they're bye week up here for Texas. They got TCU at home next. It's not like you overlook Texas. You're not overlooking a team that beat you. I mean, they got revenge games lined up between Texas, TCU, and Oklahoma the next three. They're not looking down the road. They know between them and West Virginia, the only undefeated teams in the Big 12, they need to take care of business to maybe get that playoff spot. Again, could be a square play, but I'm taking the Bears here, minus the points. 3.5, we'll lay it. Another 3:30 game. We'll head out to Pac-12 country. And we have ourselves another top 25 matchup. Another, I guess you could call it a top 5 matchup even, with the way they've been playing. Washington ranked number 4. Versus Utah, ranked number 16. Traveling to Salt Lake. Fourth ranked Washington. 7-0 in Pac-12 play. 7-0 overall, 4-0 in Pac-12 play. Interesting game to say the least. Laying 10. Utah won last year, 34-23. So you got the revenge going for us. Joe Williams, how about this guy retires from football after a couple games, comes back, rushes for 300 yards last week, 4 TDs. Now, you know, Utah's got the defense here. It's all about the defense. It's usually better defense than senior. You're getting 10 points. I get it. They're 12-3 against the number as double-digit dogs. Strange role for Washington. They haven't been 10-point road phase probably in a long time. They're averaging close to 50. They're only giving up 14. Quarterback's got 26 touchdowns. That's 2 picks. You got 3 running backs all running the ball well. Over 5 yards to carry. 8.5 yards for Coleman. 6-something for Miles. Dotson's about 5 a game. Balanced attack. You know they're going to run the ball. You got to be a little worried when you see a redshirt quarterback come in and throw for 450 yards against Utah, even on the road. Now, yes, Washington did struggle at Arizona. But again, had a little look ahead going at Stanford up next. You know where their focus was. That was the game you think they get picked off at. They crushed Stanford. The class of the division, 44-6. Now, I get you. You want to say that Oregon's a down team. Definitely not a Chip Kelly squad. But you still went on the road and dropped 70 points on these guys. 35-7 at the half. 56-14 at one point in the third quarter. Points on the road. I just can't see them getting tripped up here. They got a shootout on deck with Cal next. Are they looking ahead to Cal? They're not looking ahead to Cal. They want to take care of Utah, who beat them last year. Big number for sure. And you know I'm more of a dog guy. But like when we cashed with Auburn as our 10-star last week. You see these ranked teams getting double digits. And listen, I'm guilty. I took what I say, A&M. I'm going to take the points. I ended up taking them on the money line that game. I sit here on a show between Alabama and Auburn. These are the kind of games they're begging you to take these points. Now, Alabama's a little different. You're going to get a couple extra points just because they're Alabama. They're champions. You might be getting an extra point, or you end up winning by a half a point that game. Where Auburn's not like that. You're not laying extra wood with Auburn as a 10-point favorite home. They took care of business. And here we are on the road, Washington, the offense has been unstoppable. I mean, it's right there for you to see. Balanced attack, 48 points a game. Now, you could say it's not really an impressive schedule. You beat Rutgers, Idaho, Arizona, Stanford, Oregon, Oregon State. Maybe not the defense is on par with Utah. I really don't think it matters. They're just doing a great job out here. And I think Washington's going to go. I mean, listen, I'm not going to blame you for grabbing the double digits. But for me, I'm going to lay it. I'm taking another fave here. We're going favorites. It's a favorite Thursday today. Now a little marquee battle. Clemson, number 3, at Florida State, 14. Line is 4.5. The total is 60. Both of these guys are rested. Rested teams coming in. The Seminoles, 23-1, straight up last 24 at Doak Stadium. And now you're catching 4.5. Clemson, it was 8-3 against the number last 11 in the series, 4-1 ATS last 5 here at Florida State. Knowles, listen, a little trouble on defense. They're scoring 35, but they're giving up almost 30. 29 points a game. What do we saw? We saw them give up 34 to Ole Miss, 63 to Louisville, 35 to South Florida, 37 to North Carolina. Let's just say it's safe to assume that Clemson is going to score their 40 points. They average 36 a game. They're going to put up their 40 here, right? The defense, much better, giving up half of what Florida State's giving up. And where has this offense gone for Florida State? They scored 35 in a loss to North Carolina, 20 to Miami, and 17 to Wake. I'm supposed to be excited that they're playing better defense to give up 6 points to Wake Forest, who scores like 20 a game. That's going to excite me. I'm not worried. You know, the Miami game, you know, what was that, 2019, whatever. That's a physical game. That's an in-state rivalry. You know, this isn't going to be a Big 12 56-45 type game from those two teams. Their offenses just aren't there yet. I'm a little worried. I said you could go back, you know, head over to my page, see the article section when I wrote about my division preview. They said, hey, Florida, say wins this game, they, you know, they can run tables here. You know, but they lost to Louisville, and that opened up the floodgates for another loss. I know you're thinking Ohio State got picked off on the road. Florida State's a better team. Same thing like Baylor, Texas. Oh, these teams get picked off. Anything can happen. Clemson's got the more experienced quarterback, the better defense. I really don't want to say it's an inflated line, even though it's 314 and it's 4 points. It's not really an inflated number because the Noles are a big name school. And for our third favorite to start college football, Clemson Tigers. For me, again, experienced quarterback in this kind of spot, the better defense. And Florida State has struggled. There's no other way to put it. You see them against the better offenses, what has happened? They give up points. Now you're playing against a better defense, you might not be able to score those points. And if, you know, 4.5, it's not some huge number recovery. 36-24, 34-20. I think we're getting near our 40 here for the Tigers. And I'll do it for college football. We're going to take a look at some NBA here for Thursday, just real fast. Like I said yesterday, I'm excited. Usually I take my time in the NBA. I really like to just kind of more play certain spots. Teams off back-to-backs. Team who gets crushed 114-76. I like to come back in a situational spot like that. But the two games yesterday I saw with Charlotte and Denver were two games that the public was on the other side and the Lions had moved. Paid off for us. I did have Minnesota as a free play. They were looking good early. Just could not hold on. That brings us to tonight. Real fast, let's just talk about Golden State. You know I went against them several times last year. And I'm really shocked I didn't go with the Spurs over them getting points on opening night. But this team is going to take some time to gel. We saw with LeBron when he went to Miami. We saw with LeBron when he came home to Cleveland with Kyrie and Love, with Wade and Bosh. Now Durant goes here with Thompson and Curry and Green. There's only one ball. You got to defer a little bit. You know, it's going to take a little time to get a little gel going, especially when you're laying 15 points a game most of the time, like you're going to be laying. As I said on last week's podcast, though, San Antonio is a very good team. Hall of Fame coach. He's got the nice pieces. Look, Duncan's gone. But they have nice pieces, as you see by them just going in there and owning the Warriors. Small little Thursday card. You know what? I'll take the new look. See how the Bulls go tonight. New look Bulls. Boston played last night. I'll take Chicago here. 1.5 at home. Wizards and Atlanta. I got this. I'm a little 4-star out on this. Actually, I took the Wizards. I see it's up to 4.5. I think I got them at a 3 when I put them out yesterday. San Antonio, Sacramento. Weird spot here. I don't think we see a letdown. I don't think San Antonio is a very good team. They're losing 10 times a year. I don't see them losing here. Would I feel safe with 8.5? I guess you could take a little home dog here. I wouldn't, but I'm not confident enough to lay it here with San Antonio either. And the Clippers and the Blazers. I like the Clippers here. This Clipper team's healthy. That's what it comes down to. They're a good team. They got talent. We know that. Damian Lillard is pretty good, but now he's going up against another pretty good guard in Chris Paul. Blake Griffin. I like they bring in Mo Spites. Took him away from Golden State. Felton's a decent backup. So I'll take the Clippers here and be happy. So on the video here, if I want to see my two best, obviously the Wizards are a service place. I like them, but I also like the Clippers for you here on Thursday night. NFL-wise, we're going to start. I got a moneymaker up tonight. Let's move on to the weekend. Got a few games circled here. Pats giving 6 to the Bills. Total's 47. New England 10-2 ATS, last 12 in Buffalo. And we all know what happened. I had Buffalo that night, 60-0 winner over third-string quarterback. This could be the squarest of the square plays, taking New England here. How don't they win by a touchdown? I know I make that saying all the time. Especially more of a home team. When I see that home team given 6 or 2 or 2.5, it goes to your head. How doesn't so and so win by a touchdown? Belichick loves nothing more than Pete Rex Ryan is big enough. We know Brady's on a mission. I'll probably use this as a service play, something small, because I just can't justify putting a big play out on the Patriots because it very well could be a close game because I think they try to lure you in with this line. But Brady had looked tremendous. Gronk and Bennett are pretty much unstoppable across the middle. Patriots to get it done. Now, your early game here, we'll touch London real fast. I'm liking the over. It's at the 47.5. I'm going to say over. Skins and Cincy here. Across the pond. Seattle and the Saints. We saw that disgusting game Sunday night. I had Arizona as a free pick on the video. Forget I'm missing a chip shot field goal. How did that play reviewed when the guy's hand gets on the pylon? Maybe he moved it up a half inch and they run it in. You know, things, you never know. I've said all along, this is going to be a difficult year for Seattle. No beast mode. I think Wilson's a little banged up. Listen, the guy rushed for like over 2,000 yards his first, what, three, 4 years in the league. He's got 33 yards rushing this year. That's all you need to know about this offense. They're struggling. They're struggling. So they're off a physical game, Sunday night game, late game. Traveling to the different time zone. Give me Breeze at home. I know their defense is crap. But Breeze is going to put up some points. And they're a desperate team to boot at 2-4. But they're still alive in this division. So anything's possible. Speaking of the AFC South and West, Arizona and Carolina. I think this game got moved to 4 o'clock last I saw. So that helps Arizona here. Carolina off their bye week. Sitting at 1-5. You know Bruce Arians is going to be pissed off for the way they play. They should have won that game against Seattle. Now they're coming here to play Carolina, who humiliated them last year in playoffs. It was like 49-10 or 15 or whatever the heck it was. Cards haven't turned the ball over in weeks, last three games. Pretty solid run game, and the Carolina team just has problems on both sides of the ball. Talk about the wheels falling off. I guess here, Carolina's historically not strong off a bye week. I think Arizona's a better team. I think they have a better coach. I'll take the small dogs here. Give me the field goal with Arizona. Green Bay and Atlanta. Now, I threw the Bears out of the free pick last Thursday night. So, obviously, Green Bay's with some extra rest. Bears lose their quarterback, and then it's game over. They already got problems as it is. Any team loses a quarterback, good luck trying to get a cover. Aaron Rodgers really has not been the same in a year. I mean, his numbers are pedestrian at best. The Falcons, last two losses with 2 minutes to go and in overtime. Ouch. I think the underdog is now 17-2 in Atlanta Falcons games against the number. 17-2. So as much as I want to say take Green Bay because, you know, a home team can't even give a field goal, I'm going to lean more here to the over. 52.5. I think both secondaries can be exploited. As much as Rodgers is an outdoor quarterback, he's had success in domes before. So over to the big 53 here, 52.5. Sunday night marquee money, your Philadelphia Eagles, 4-2 versus the 5-1 Dallas Cowboys. Now, we're going to hear a lot of Romo and Dak talk for sure. Ezekiel Elliott, guy's got 140, 138, 157 yards the last couple games. Let's give credit to that offensive line. Last year, they got 1,000 yards out of I can't remember who was the running back last year was. Oh, yeah. But this year, Dak has changed things up a little bit. I thought they'd be all right with Whedon at the quarterback last year. I'm like, this guy's NFL quarterback. He played for Cleveland, yes, but that's Cleveland. Now he's buying a great offensive line. He's got a solid running back behind him. He's got nice receivers between Dez and Witten and Beasley and Williams. He's got some talent around him. Obviously, that doesn't help because Dak looks great. Now, 7 TDs, only 1 interception. They don't turn the ball over. The chugging offense keeps the defense off the field, which helps, keeps them fresh. And, you know, let's be honest, when you're holding a ball for 10-man drives against 7, and the other team gets in, they go 3 and out, you know, it's helpful. We all know Jason Garrett's a terrible head coach. At least I know, because the guy's cost me money multiple times here with poor decision making. He's 9-24 against the number as a home favorite. But we catch Dallas here in a good spot. They're off a bye week. Maybe they open things up a little more for Dak. The Eagles come in with their own rookie quarterback, high hopes with Wentz. Big win for them last week over Minnesota. And I had the Vikings. Now, had the Eagles lost last week, I'd be like, give me them moneyline. Moneyline winner, Philly. But they didn't. They upset Minnesota. Mini never in it. So I have to flip my script here and go Dallas Cowboys minus the 4.5. Dallas minus 4.5. All right. No calls today. So we're going to wrap up the show. Literally, usually I have about an hour, but as we did Twitch formats, I'm not giving every college football game. I'm not giving every NFL game. I just pick out a few games for us. Try to stick to the bigger marquee games. So we'll be back next Thursday, 1 p.m. to Thursday tailgate, free pick video show, podcast show, whatever you want to call it. Thanks for listening. Sign up for the newsletters at Sean Higgs Wins. Last Sunday, I sent out the newsletter. I said, hey, did you miss my Auburn winner yesterday, 50-63? Send me an email, and I'll give you my 10-star for an NFL Sunday. I'm only hitting 63% now in college in NFL football. So why don't you send me an email and I'll give you my 10-star money back for free. I got to tell you, I sent out 980 emails. I think like 300-something got opened. I don't know if they read the whole email, but I know 3 guys did because 3 guys said, hey, I'll take your 10-star. Chargers outright. And we followed that up with a money bomb on Monday night. I don't know. Don't know how to reach guys. You know, you offer a free week, free pick, buy one, get ones, promo codes. If you're winning 60% of the time, let me know. We'll put you on the site and see how you do. All right. Thanks for listening. Find me at Twitter. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Be a winner tonight. Bet with your head not over it. All those good things. Back next Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern. Bye-bye.